by what Steve just said.
What he said.
Ratify what he just said, we all agree with.
He's a good man.
You agree with him? Take that T-shirt off if you think he's a good man.
No, my T-shirt is to get his attention, and obviously I got all your attention.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
My name is Lightning. Again, absolutely I approve of these grants, and I understand it's for the management information system and some other supportive housing, which is fine. I don't have any issue on any grants, of course. I guess where my position is that I want to see more grants being applied for, again, on somehow maybe on the development side of getting more housing out through the city. Again, I don't hear about it. I don't see it. And I think we need to get maybe a little more aggressive because they're doing a large, like I've stated, public housing in San Francisco or somewhere around 1,400 units. So that when you see that happening, you want to see something like that happen maybe in the Portland, Oregon market, maybe not of that size, but I'd like to start hearing some numbers of 200 plus units, 300 plus units. I know we have the developers in this city that definitely have the know-how and the ability to do it. It's just getting all that money lined up, and a lot of the money they were using was coming again out of China. And so I think we need to aggressively take a look at that. And just one fast note on the fire boats, if I may. My major concern.
We really can't open well, that. If we do for you, Lightning, then everybody else can
be in circles
subject.
Forever. You did a good job.
You of all people understand that we have to maintain order.
Yeah, you raised a good point. So, and we made sure we got it aired. So let's not go back to that.
Okay. It wouldn't take too many seconds. Thank
That's
you.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Morin. I call my organization People's Equity Union United Community Betterment, but it's more of a concept right now than a reality, and I'm trying to make it real compared to what. But anyway, I'm glad you clarified that this information system is money already spent. It reminds me of like Bureau of Labor Statistics or like the CPI when they were reporting it during Reagan administration that inflation was annualized 1.2% annualized inflation when like it may have been the cost of housing, especially on both coasts, was tripling, you know, with every year. Now, as far as the interest rates going down, the it's true that in buying housing, it wasn't because the interest rates, the way the economic rant, the economists work, is they say, well, the interest rates go down, so we're going to maintain or keep increasing our economic rents in the mortgage housing market. And so then the prices go way up, so the cost to borrow money. See now, but in the rental market, the rental market is determined by economic rents too. And yet, renters don't have and usually, and a lot of property owners who have owned property for you know generations and just keep investing, taking their profits from property and putting it into more property, the rental markets. They still charge an economic rent, so the inflation in rental housing, you know, goes way up. So, and then Bureau of Labor Statistics, like, come on, man, they say now it's like 7.8% unemployment. Who are all these people driving around all day? They're not working. The unemployment, you know, this is what George W. Bush talked about, the ownership society. You know, these people are just collecting dividends and interest payments, most of them, not all of them. You know, some people are working two, three jobs, a few people, but they, and they're driving around in these big cars, squandering precious fossil fuel. But it's a matter of like, and then you have to be leery of the electronics, computer industry, the management information system industry, like Barack Obama's medical record, you know, electronically medical records. It's like there's more important issues in healthcare than electronically, you know, making the medical records electronic.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Okay, let's take a roll call. This is an emergency item on 682.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
I want to compliment Commissioner Novick on his eloquence.
Which consisted in repeating what Commissioner Fish had just said.
And I doubly compliment you. Aye.
Hales?
Just for the record, we are aggressive as a city in applying for grants, wherever they may be found, whether it's for housing or for transportation or for sidewalks, and we did, with the legislature's help, just get some additional funding for sidewalks on 136th. Thank you, Commissioner Novick. So we are aggressive on all fronts. Now, the reality is the grant makers set the rules for how those grants are adjudicated and given out. We don't get to set the rules. That's why they call it the senior government in Canada. We call it the federal government here. They're in charge. And frankly, at the moment, if you go to Washington, D.C., you'll see a Bureau of a Department of Transportation housed in an aging old office building, and you'll see a Department of Housing and Urban Development housed in an aging old office building, and you'll see a shiny new Department of Homeland Security. So at the moment, there are more federal grants available in the area of security than there are in the area of housing, and that's too bad. And that's something that we should all talk to Congress about. But while those grants are available and that they fit the purposes of what we do to provide services for the citizens of Portland, it's completely reasonable that we apply for them and make hay while the sun shines. Aye.
Mayor, may I be recognized? Thank you.
No, please.
First, I just want to say to Joe and Lightning, I feel like they've become extended family. And while we agree and disagree, we should appreciate the fact that they both take time to come and share their views. So thanks to both of them. Mayor, I just want to give you a quick update. Yesterday, I represented the city in welcoming President Jeffrey Webb, who is the head of CONCACAF. And please don't ask me what that stands for. All I know is it is the most prestigious soccer tournament of the Americas. And teams from Latin America through to Canada participate to see who is the best team in our hemisphere. And President Webb, who lives in the Cayman Islands, and I said, so I finally met someone. I thought only money was part in the Cayman Islands. I was not aware that people actually live there.
People. But,
and I said, well, welcome to Portland. You'll be right at home here. We don't have a sales tax. But President Webb greeted us and presented us with this banner, which is really quite striking. And I just wanted not only to acknowledge how wonderful it is to have this tournament here, but Mayor, the economic impact of this tournament is huge. If you've noticed downtown the last couple of days, we are filled with visitors wearing team shirts from across the hemisphere. Our hotels are bustling. There are all kinds of events. Jelwyn is packed. Last night, 19,000 fans came out to watch the United States team play Belize. And what was really extraordinary is that the U.S. national men's team has not played in Portland for 15 years. Hmm. And it was because of this tournament and the decision of President Webb to place U.S. in the bracket here and not Seattle that Portlanders will now get to see the U.S. national team work through their bracket.
That's great.
So we thanked him, and he did say that we were under consideration again in 2 years. And he also had some friendly pointers for me and how we could even make it enhance this event and be even more welcoming to our visitors. So I just wanted to acknowledge President Webb's graciousness and how wonderful it is for Portland to have a tournament of this significance in our backyard.
Great. Wonderful stuff. Thank you for doing that. And we are adjourned until next week. Thank you.